Yeah, yeah.
Okay, everyone. Unfortunately, the government just passed a new law. Starting today, all park employees must pass an annual fitness test in order to keep their jobs.
I know.
I don't want to be here any more than you do. So let's get this over with so we can get back to work.
Well, all right.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test.
It makes me tired.
Gets more this difficult as sucks. It continues. The 20-meter pacer test will begin
Welcome back
seconds.
To the Excellent Podcast. This is the show where we watch every single episode of Regular Show and give you a breakdown. I'm your host, Josh, and with me, as always,
is your co-host, Jason. Welcome, everyone, to the show today. We're going to be pumping some iron. Is that right, Josh?
I love pumping iron, especially when it's hot and metal.
Yeah, yeah. F-E, like my stomach, because I'm the iron stomach. Oh, that's the wrong episode. Never mind.
Do you know how dirty, like, weights get, actually?
That's why you should always wipe down your equipment after you're done using it. I like how gyms actually have that rule, you know?
Yes, thank goodness.
Some things are more dirtier than you think, because everyone's touching them, but they never, like, are thought to be cleaned. Like, when you're at a restaurant, those menus, they never really get wiped down, but everyone touches them. And then also shopping carts, they are never
cleaned.
Oh,
yeah, shopping carts.
Those are nasty. When you work out, what is your favorite thing to, like, kind of exercise?
I like doing a lot of upper body.
I do like working out the upper body as well. I like arms and chest. I would say probably chest is my favorite.
Honestly, I think the chest is like the most common body part to work on.
And if you do it right, you will use the correct supplements to your workout, not like Rigby. You saw the episode One Pull Up, which is season 4, episode 8. We're going to get to it later. We're not going to spoil it too much. But yes, Rigby, later on, he uses some type of, I guess, supplement to help him get better in the gym. And it ends up being very unhealthy. That actually kind of reminded me of creatine. Have you ever used creatine?
No, actually. I know my brother does, or my roommate does. And there was a point where, not really creatine, but I did use, like, protein whey. Is there a difference?
Well, creatine
is a difference.
It's like actually like scientific. I've only drank in protein shakes and things like that, but I've not done creatine. I thought about it. I was like, like it seems. I did like some research, and creatine seems to be like very helpful in actually like shifting and changing your muscles. But there are a bunch of side effects to creatine that I wasn't really a fan of.
Does one of them have to do with like low sex drive or low testosterone?
I don't know, but the one that I was the most concerned about is apparently it can make your hair very thin.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna bring that up to my brother next time I see him.
Because it could make your hair thinner as well as make it fall out more. And you know, I don't want to ruin my luscious locks, because my hair is always. It's always been known to be, like, super thick. Every single time I go to a barber, one of the first things they say is, wow, you have very thick hair. And
it's like a sheep.
It's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because I have a very full head of hair, but also it's so hard to manage sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I don't want to lose that, you know? Before getting into the episode, we want to quickly talk about something that has happened on the show recently that is very cool. If you follow us on Twitter, which is at Excellent Pod, you may have seen the tweet. It is with great honor that the Excellent Podcast has been named the number one best Cartoon Network podcast to listen to in 2024.
Woo! It's only been 3 months into the year and we're already making, like, our... We're not making headlines, but we're still having some really amazing things happening to the show.
Yes, this list, this leaderboard was made from feedspot.com, which is a podcasting website where they talk about, like, they basically make a bunch of lists, like, top five cooking podcasts to watch, top five fitness podcasts to watch. So they made a top 10 best Cartoon Network podcast, and we were actually previously on this list before. I think we were at number 4 or number 3.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and then since then, we've moved to number one, and that is so crazy to see. And rankings were based on expertise, credibility, content quality, consistency, and audience engagement. So we do it all for you guys. Thank you so much for getting us to the number one spot. We love you guys.
That's actually mind-boggling. Like, that it's very overwhelming just to think about, honestly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, and it says on FeedSpot that the best Cartoon Network podcasts, this list was made from thousands of podcasts on the web. I'm not sure if that it was made from like thousands of Cartoon Network podcasts, but or just like podcasts in general. But either way, it's super cool. We sent out the tweet and it was liked by both William Salyers and Mark Hamill. So we got another interaction. That's really neat. Mm. So thank you once again. If you want to see the screenshot of it, you could visit our Twitter, which is at excellentpod once again. And if you want to see the list, it is on feedspot.com. So that makes me want to ask you guys, how do you like the flow of the show right now? Because as you guys know, we do like a new segment and we do other segments like the guess the top five things.
I like that we change it up every other episode, depending on what we're talking about. But I do want the fans' feedback because it does help us do better.
Yeah, because you might have noticed ever since starting season 4, we've kind of taken a different like a pacing approach. We haven't done any new segments in a while. We haven't done a top 5 in a couple episodes. You know, that's because we just wanted to experiment with different things. I was thinking on like where we cut those segments entirely, but it seems like we were doing something right to be crowned number one spot. So we're gonna keep it, but we're not gonna do it every single episode. You know, it'll vary.
Yeah,
because there have been times where sometimes it's kind of felt forced, where we like try to make a new segment tie into today's episode, but it doesn't really have to relate at all.
That's why I was saying like doing our top fives revolving around like what specific episode we're watching, besides just force feeding it on a episode that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and that goes for the top five series as well. You know what we could do is we could maybe do the top five series, but we could make it about regular show, like try to guess the top five best, like most popular episodes, or the top five most famous characters, you know. Yeah, that's not to say we're never gonna do like a regular top five ever again, but you know, like again, this is sort of like a trial and error phase, you know.
I can hear the cogs moving right now.
Exactly. So let us know on Twitter. We're gonna send out a tweet asking you guys like how have you guys been liking it, what should we like keep doing, what should we not do. I like the pace that we're going. I do enjoy the news segments because it kind of gives some connection to like the real life right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go follow us and let us know on our Twitter, which is at excellentpod, and you'll see the tweet right there. In the meantime, we're going to get into the episode. And Josh, how do we do that?
By going to regular chat.
Regular chat.
We're breaking down the show, so we'll open up the internet, we'll ask them what they know.
Hey, I never get to writing, that's what we'll see. It's a regular show, I'm ChatGPT.
It's time for a regular chat. Sit down for a regular chat.
And stop. Welcome to regular chat. This is a pre-segment to the show where we say, hey, ChatGPT. What happens in the regular show episode 1 pull-up? According to ChatGPT, in the regular show episode titled One Pull-Up, Rigby, who is usually lazy, attempts to do a single pull-up to impress Margaret. However, he fails miserably. Mordecai, his friend, then tries to help train him to achieve his goal. The episode revolves around Rigby's struggles and attempts to accomplish that one pull-up. Alright, we're gonna channel that for now, and see at the end if ChatGPT was accurate or inaccurate. Now, let's get on with the episode. So we open up at the park's parking lot, and it looks like next to the parking lot, there's like sort of like an obstacle course. Benson is standing there with a clipboard, and he has all of the park members there. Benson says, okay, everyone, unfortunately, the government just passed a new law. Starting today, all park employees must pass an annual fitness test in order to keep their jobs. Everyone starts groaning at this, and Benson says, I know. I don't want to be here any more than you do. So let's get this over with so we can get back to work. And then everyone is still murmuring, all annoyed and stuff. We clock wipe into a montage. Workout music is playing, and Benson is holding like a little stopwatch. And first, he's having the park members do sort of like basically a series of workouts. First, they're doing like arm raises side to side, and Benson fills that out. Next, they're all doing push-ups. And I'm not sure if High Five Ghost is actually getting workouts done here.
Yeah, because he only has technically one arm.
And he doesn't even have a body either, so he's hovering all the time. So, but at the end, you could see Skips doing very fast push-ups, and he's actually balancing on four basketballs. And Benson is very impressed by this. He kind of nods his head and takes note of it. Next, they're doing that like army workout where they have to like shuffle their feet in and out of tires that are arranged on the floor. Next, Benson is following all the park members in a golf cart while they're jogging in front of him. And again, with the whole High Five Ghost thing, he's not running, he's hovering. And then we get this funny shot of Muscle Man taking off his shirt and like waving it around like he always does. But this time he's getting sweat all over the place and he's like spraying everyone. So that's disgusting. We get this cool four panel montage of all of them doing like toe touches and claps, and then we could see Pops at the very end trying to do it, but he falls straight on his face because his head is so heavy, and then Benson goes to help him. Clock wiping into the next scene, Benson is basically taking agenda of everyone, being like, okay, they completed the push-ups, the tire run, the mile, and next is the pull-up. This kind of reminds me of the Fitness Gram Pacer test. Do you remember that?
Oh my god, don't remind me. How long did we have to, like, do that for, like, up until junior year of high school, maybe? Senior year for some?
Well, for you, because I didn't have to do gym class.
Oh yeah, I forget, band people got exempt from it because of band camp.
Yeah, all y'all saying that marching band is not a sport, sure, like, maybe, but...
Listen... I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know you didn't say that. Marching band might not be like a sport in like a that kind of capacity, but that don't explain why we get exempt from gym class, because it's still physical activity.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're carrying, what, 40, 50, up to how many pounds?
55-pound drums on my chest.
Yeah, 55 pounds. Exactly. Yeah. And you're holding that shit for how long, like? More than an hour.
Oh, for like several hours at a time.
Exactly.
While marching in the hot sun. But anyway, I remember there was this kid, because they always had like a contest every year on who could break the record, the class record, for the Fitness Gram Pacer test.
Oh yeah, I remember. Especially like the running one.
Yeah, I forgot what the kid got. There was a kid in our class that set the school record, and I think it was like in the 90s or something like that.
Oh.
But the funny thing is while he was, like, actively breaking the record, this man was scrolling on his phone the entire time while he was running, like it was nothing.
And, shit, man, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, and the rest of us students were just standing there being like, is he really just doing this right now? Like, damn, like, hats off to him, though, for just do it all nonchalantly.
Do you know what really sucked about once you were done running back and forth with the pacer?
What?
The teachers would make you run around the track, or not run around, walk around the track and not take a rest at all.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And you would be forced to watch everyone else still going.
They're like, all right, you're done running, now go just walk the track until we're done.
I mean, for me, I was like, okay, that's fine for like a little bit, but I had to like stop and rest for a little bit.
Yeah, get some water and then start walking, you know?
Exactly.
Cool down. I remember in gym class, whenever they had like a free day where you could decide what to do, they gave you the option to either like play basketball, play various things, but then you also had the option to just walk in circles around the track. I think I usually did that one.
A lot of people did the walking around the track, especially like those Hot Cheeto girls.
That was my next point. Well, I walked around the track only because that's the only activity you could do while talking to your friends, you know?
Yeah, that too.
But I actually had a note about the Hot Cheeto girls.
Okay.
When I saw them running the mile, that reminded me of the Hot Cheeto girls who used to walk the mile in gym class. They ate the Hot Cheetos and they were wearing Cookie Monster pajama pants at the same time.
They're wearing that, hoodies, and just still holding the Hot Cheeto bag in their hands, or they had it in their little hoodie pockets.
Yeah, and they were probably wearing like UGG boots and stuff.
You're like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't exactly like gym class, but at least I like sort of gave effort in there.
Exactly.
But
oh, yeah. You know what reminds me?
Hmm.
I think I know there's some people, this is not to bash anybody, but gym class is such an easy A. I have no idea how people can get like any lower than a C.
See, I think one time I was at like a B in gym class, but the only reason that happened is because there was a push-up test, and I think for the guys you had to reach like 30 or something, and I,
oh my god,
I couldn't do that shit.
I'm trying to think. There were crunches or like sit-ups. I couldn't do those because I hated them.
Yeah. There were a couple things that I did like about gym class. Not my favorite class, but I liked when we played badminton.
I think everybody liked playing badminton.
Badminton. Because everyone can easily play badminton because it's easy. It's all the fun of tennis, but without the difficulty, you know?
Yeah.
I also liked hockey, like floor hockey.
I like that. That was okay. That was good. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think back now. Hockey was okay. We had a little short golf section for like a month or two.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I remember my dad was so excited when he found out that I was golfing.
Oh man, speaking of golf, like I think because I'm getting older, I'm starting to really enjoy golf.
Right, yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, golfing is nice and relaxing.
It is. What else was there? Was basketball, volleyball. I wanted to do volleyball, but everybody else didn't want to.
That's when it actually gets into gym class, you know, where it's,
yeah,
there's actual difficulty there.
I mean, they had like an abundance of sports stuff, yeah, for people to do after.
Mm-hmm. But one thing that we never had to do, we might have had to run a pacer test, we might have had to do a push-up and sit-up test, but we never had to do a pull-up. But that's what they're going to do right now, so why don't you take it away?
Benson reads off, last part of the test, just do one pull-up and we can get out of here. So we start off with Pops going onto the pull-up bar, and he easily gets through this. Off to the side, we have Rigby and Mordecai talking to each other. Rigby says, dude, this test was so easy. Mordecai responds back with, I know, right? What a waste of time. Rigby then asks if Mordecai wants to play video games afterwards, and Mordecai, of course, says, yeah, I do. And then Benson yells over at Mordecai and Rigby to quit talking and get on the bar. So Mordecai goes up first and he says, see you on the other side. Goes up to the pull-up bar, successfully does it. Everyone is cheering him on for doing it. And now lastly, Rigby goes up, and before he even gets on to the pull-up bar, he says, time to show all you chumps how to do a pull-up like a real man. Gets onto the pull-up bar and starts struggling to do one pull-up. He's just hanging there. We get a little left side pan shot of all the park employees watching him struggle, and we end on Muscle Man saying womp 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 womp.
Do you know where that sound effect is from?
No, actually, it sounds so familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
It is from The Price is Right.
Oh my God, yes. Oh,
yeah, I never watched The Price is Right, but I recognize it. I was like, oh wait, yeah, that's that sound from that game show. So it's cool that it actually, they referenced it in the episode, you know?
That's really cool.
But Rigby gets all mad at this and he's like, stop talking. And then Mordecai's like, dude, quit messing around and just do the pull-up. And then Rigby's like, I'm trying, and he's like kicking his feet and everything, and then he is straining himself, then he falls to the ground, and Muscle Man like laughs at him, and he's like, oh man, you can't even do one pull-up. And Rigby's all like, yes I can, I was only distracted because you made that stupid noise. And Muscle Man gets all in his face, he's like, oh, so it was the noise's fault that you can't do a pull-up? And Rigby's like, yes, it was that stupid noise. And he pushes him away. And Muscle Man's like, oh, fine, then have at it. Go again. Rigby says, don't make that noise again. And Muscle Man says, I won't. I promise. Then as soon as Rigby jumps up to grab the bar, Muscle Man goes, womp, 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 womp. And then Muscle Man's laughing, but then Benton stops him. He's like, hey, cool up, Muscle Man. Let's go, Rigby. Just do the pull-up. Rigby sighs and jumps up and, again, tries to do the pull-up, but this time he's really straining and he continues to kick his feet because he just can't do the pull-up. Pops is like, oh, how embarrassing. And then Mordecai continues. He's like, dude, come on. But the camera slowly zooms onto Rigby because he's not doing the pull-up at all. He kind of, his face drops a little. He jumps off and then Muscle Man is pointing at him and laughing. And then Benson says, I'm sorry, Rigby, but I can't give you a passing grade on the test. If you can't do a pull-up by the end of the week, I'm going to have to fire you. And then everyone walks away, and then Rigby's there by himself, and he's like, but, whatever. I was just tired. I'll be able to do a pull-up. You'll see.
We go into the house where Rigby has a VHS tape, and he talks to himself. The VHS tape is titled Gym Class, and Rigby is talking to himself, and he says, time to warm up with some gym class. And then he reads off the little quote off to the bottom right of the VHS box, and it says, because you know it's better than the real thing. But then we get to see the TV, and it's actually a video game that he's playing. And we see Rigby holding a controller, smashing two buttons repeatedly, and he's clearly working out and training for this pull-up. Mordecai walks into the room and says, dude, what are you doing? Rigby says, what does it look like? I'm training to do a pull-up. And Mordecai is obviously not about that. He says, dude, that's not doing anything. Rigby kind of mocks him, saying, oh, it's not doing anything, then how come I'm already breaking a sweat? And then Mordecai throws some shade at him, saying like, I don't know, maybe because you're really out of shape. Rigby kind of looks over to Mordecai and says, does this look like I'm out of shape? And he keeps going, he keeps grunting as he's still repeatedly mashing the two buttons together. And we see a close-up shot of the video game where there's a five square bar and it fills up all the way to green. And the screen says, excellent job. Rigby celebrates, saying, whoo. He doesn't give a whoa. It's a woohoo. It's a woohoo.
Yeah, this isn't an oh, but I feel like I could have imagined him doing it. But no, there's not an oh here.
I did write down in my notes saying, like, would this be considered? But it sounds like it's not really counting.
Yeah, no. We've counted Muscle Man saying woo before, but that's only because, like, that's his version of it. But Rigby wouldn't ever say woo, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So then the TV screen reads, carbo load now. And Rigby immediately grabs the bag of chips next to him, stuffing his face with it. And he does the same kind of gesture as Hamboning, except he says, carbo loading.
You know, I just realized that right now, because hamboning sounds like carbo loading. That makes a lot of sense.
So Mordecai swipes the bag of chips out of Rigby's hands and says, Rigby, you gotta take this seriously. And Rigby's response is, oh, I gotta take it seriously? Is this serious enough for you? He pulls up a radio and calls up Benson, telling him that he's ready to do the pull-up now. So then we cut to back to the pull-up bar, where everyone is watching, and Benson says, "All right, let's get this over with." And then Rigby, determined, gets up on to the pull-up bar saying, "Here's how we do it in gym class, losers." And with that, he's still not able to do a single pull-up. Benson kind of looks at him saying, "Well?" And Rigby is still struggling, saying, "I'm trying."
This is funny because, like, he literally gets everyone all hyped, being like, "Oh, yeah, now I'm ready to do the pull-up. Well, I'm trying," you know? So, like, literally nothing has changed at all. So that's kind of a funny comedic timing.
It is very funny, and we can see it through Benson, Skips, and even Pops all laughing at him as he's continually to struggle. Rigby is growling, kicking his legs back and forth, trying to do that one pull-up. Mordecai tells Rigby to just, "Come on, man, just get it over with." Rigby is struggling so hard that you can kind of see the, like, veins and little detail marks on his face. But he gives up, he sighs, and he lets go, falling to the ground. And then Benson says, "You have until Friday." And he walks out.
So the little scene when Rigby was playing video games, so, like, quote, prepare for his test, that's like when people would work out back in the day by playing Wii Sports.
Oh, honestly, I think that did work. I'm gonna be biased.
Well, I mean, at least Wii Sports actually gave you, like, physical, like, movements, but playing a video game where you're just mashing buttons is not gonna do anything.
So, say you're on a treadmill, right, and you're just going at, like, not the slowest speed, but you're walking at a decent pace.
Okay.
And you're playing, like, mobile Minecraft on your phone. Is that still technically working out?
Yes, it is, because you're moving. And that's actually a life hack that I know some people do, is, like, they go to the gym and they bring their iPad and just, like, watch movies while they're walking and stuff. Or people bring, like, their Nintendo Switches and do, like a detached mode while they're walking.
They're doing cardio.
And that's good, because I heard if you, like, sort of preoccupy yourself while you're on the treadmill, you actually end up going a little bit, like, further in your workout, because your brain is focused on something else, and it doesn't pay attention to your feet, you know?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Give me a second. I forgot to close my vent.
Oh, okay. But we clock wipe into the next scene, and Rigby is at the coffee shop. Eileen comes up to him and says, like, "Hey, Rigby, are you okay?" And Rigby kind of takes a sip of coffee and slams down the mug, and he's like, "No, I'm fine." Eileen says, "Are you upset because you can't do a pull-up and you might get fired?" And Rigby's all like, "What? Who told you that?" And Eileen says, "Well, Muscle Man was in here earlier. He was selling tickets to watch you fail." And then we pan to, like, a bulletin board in the coffee shop, and there's a freaking flyer saying, "Come see the weakest man in the world." And it's a picture of Rigby. And the fact that Muscle Man made this flyer is funny in itself, but what's even funnier is that you could see that two people already showed interest and snagged tickets, because it's one of those flyers where you, like, rip the ticket off of the bottom. So that's funny. Rigby kind of, like, sulks, and he's like, "Oh, maybe he's right. I can't believe I'm gonna lose my job over a stupid pull-up." And Eileen says, "Well, maybe I could help you. I was on the pep squad in high school." And Rigby said, "Thanks, Eileen, but I'm gonna need a lot more than pep to do a pull-up." Without another word, Eileen grabs one of the stools and she jumps on top of it and jumps to the ceiling. She grabs one of the pipes that are running along the ceiling and she starts to do, like, 5 pull-ups in a row, jumps down, and then pours coffee into his mug with, like, no reaction. She walks away as Rigby's all stunned and she's all like, "Training starts after my shift." We clock wipe into after the shift, and Eileen closes up shop, and Rigby is there standing on a pull-up bar that apparently the coffee shop has a pull-up bar installed there for whatever reason. Rigby also has to stand on top of a stool to reach the pull-up bar, which is funny. Rigby has at it. He tries his first attempt, but he's straining himself, and he's like, oh, this is too hard. And Eileen's like, well, I think I see the problem. You're not visualizing your own success. You need to see it. Close your eyes. Now visualize yourself doing a pull-up. Rigby says, I can't. And then Eileen's like, oh, come on, you're not trying. Just close your eyes and really concentrate. What do you see? And we see Rigby closing his eyes, and then he takes a second to think, and he's like, I see a grilled cheese sandwich. And Eileen, she's like, okay. Picture that sandwich. Now picture your goal. Doing that one pull-up. Can you see it? Rigby closes his eyes again, and then we get like a little like imagination sequence where we zoom in and fade into like Rigby's head, and we actually get the regular show space background, and we could see a grilled cheese floating by. We could see the character from Gym Time, the video game, floating by, and then we get Muscle Man. His head floats by, and he says womp womp womp, but then Rigby like sort of punches him in the face, and Muscle Man's like, not cool, bro. And I don't know why, but I like how that kind of breaks the fourth wall with Muscle Man being all like, not cool, in the dream. Rigby's arm sort of like morphs into the pull-up bar, and then we could see Rigby in his head grabbing it. He gets halfway, he's almost there. We fade into real time, and he's like a couple inches away, and he's like, Eileen, look, I'm almost, oh, man, I almost had it. And he falls back down. Eileen says, well, we'll get there. And we clock wipe into the next sequence.
So we go into this Rocky style training montage. We start with Rigby tying together some shoes. He has, he wraps his hand with, I'm guessing is, was it a bandage? I don't know what they're called.
I know that athletes sort of wear like athletic tape. Kind of like how,
maybe it is that.
Kind of like how boxers, they tape up their hands before putting on the actual glove, you know?
Uh-huh. So yeah, athletic tape. Rigby tucks in his hoodie into his pants to get that nice and tight so it doesn't like break wind or whatever. He finally puts on his cap, and we see Eileen next to him holding a whistle, and she blows it. So then we clock wipe to the next scene where Eileen cracks open a few eggs into a cup, and then she slides it over to Rigby, who drinks it all in one without like stirring it up or anything. It's just raw eggs in a cup, and he just drinks it.
So it's raw eggs. It definitely is. Do you see the huge continuity error here?
Oh my god, yeah, he's allergic to eggs.
Rigby is allergic to eggs. He literally drinks like an entire dozen eggs in like the raw form.
Do you think because he's allergic to eggs, it doesn't apply to raw eggs and it's just cooked eggs, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. Eggs are eggs. I know that we've kind of pointed this out on the show before, because you'll remember in, I think it was the first Terror Tales of the Park episode, it was in the house where he drank a raw egg in front of the policeman, and we always know him to be allergic to eggs. And the argument that people have for that episode is that it was just a fictional story that Rigby was telling, and that's how he was able to eat the egg. This instance, though, this is real life. He literally drinks eggs here.
Yeah, that is a very big continuity. I agree with the Terror Tales argument, but yeah. This one is not a fantasy story tale.
Yeah, so we could put that on for goofs in this episode. But real quick, so you had mentioned that this episode or this sequence was a Rocky reference. According to the fan wiki, this scene where Rigby is training, it does heavily reference the Rocky movie series. There is a training montage, and Eileen is making him perform various exercises. And some of them are like pulled straight from the movie. Like later on, Rigby beats his meat paws in the meat locker. And I believe that Sylvester Stallone did that in the movie. And the track that is also playing, because we get some training montage music here, it seems to be inspired by Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti, and that's the main theme of Rocky.
I'm trying to think, like, the tune, like, the first few notes of it.
It goes the dun 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 dun. That one. And
yeah, okay.
Also, the outfit that Rigby is wearing, his workout clothes, it's very identical to Rocky's outfit when he does the famous, the hands up cheering at the top of the Philly stairs, you know?
Have you seen any of the Rocky or Creed movies? Because I know Creed is basically an extension of Rocky.
Yeah, it's a spinoff. I've seen all the Creed movies, but I think I've only seen the first Rocky movie, which I'm surprised that I haven't seen all of them, considering I'm a huge Philly fan.
There's like six or five of them?
Yeah, I think so. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers, who passed away recently. He was, he played Apollo Creed. And Carl Weathers also voiced the God of Basketball in Regular Show.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's very sad. I loved him. I loved him in Regular Show. I loved him in The Mandalorian and Rocky. So, speaking of Philly, though, so we're recording this on March 5th, and yesterday, you guys know that I'm a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh man, I'm so sad. Yesterday, Jason Kelce, center of the Eagles, number 62, he officially announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 amazing seasons, and they were all spent in Philly. He gave a very heartfelt speech at a press conference he had. Everyone knew that he was going to retire because there was speculation and there was rumors going around. And, yep, so he officially made his statement. And looks like he will no longer be in the NFL. He won't be in the next season. And it looks like Travis Kelce will have to continue on the Kelce name. And, yeah, he was...
How old?
Jason Kelce, I forgot how old he is exactly, but he is, I'm gonna look it up. He's getting to a old age because he's 36 years old.
I mean, I've that kind of makes sense for a football player.
Actually, yeah, if we're talking football, that is kind of old. But he's young in the fact that he has his whole like new life ahead of him. He stated that he wants to devote his time to family now, raising his kids, being more with his wife,
I wonder how many times Taylor Swift is gonna visit them.
I forgot what people were saying. Oh yeah, fucking one time I heard that there was this guy wearing a Jason Kelce jersey out in public, and this Swiftie went up to him being like, "Oh my gosh, why are you wearing a fake Kelce jersey?" And he's like, "What?
What?"
And then the girl's like, "Kelce's jersey is red and his number is 87. And the dude was like, "Oh my god." So he didn't even say anything. He just walked away. And then he's like, "See, this is the prime example of Swifties being all like, 'Oh my gosh, I'm such a football fan.'" Being like, "No." It's like, dude, come on. Like, bandwagon all the way. And they know it, but they don't want to admit it. Because I remember when people were complaining about the crew like showing Taylor Swift after every single play at the games, Swifties were they were being all like, "Oh my gosh, you know, you could still enjoy football even if Taylor Swift is there. You know, you could still be a fan. She's just a regular fan just like everyone else." And then, of course, when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, they were all like, "Oh my gosh, Taylor, we won." And it's like, is Taylor a part of football or is she not? Like, come on.
No, I hate bringing this up, but like, do you remember those AI pictures posted? I'm pretty sure they weren't happy about that.
Hey, I don't wish that. I might not like, well, I don't have like a huge problem with Taylor Swift, but like,
no,
she's not my favorite celebrity, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone because that's not cool.
No, exactly. That's too far.
Either way, the Kelce brothers have had amazing careers, and I bet Travis and Taylor are happy, just as Jason and Kylie are as well. And Jason Kelce was one of the best, considered one of the best centers in all of the NFL for such a long time, and he had a great run.
I will believe you because I don't watch football like that.
You know, I almost want to be a Chiefs fan because like I love I love Travis Kelce, but gosh, I freaking hate Patrick Mahomes so much.
I really... Well, who would you rather wanted to win the Super Bowl?
I was conflicted. I was rooting for the 49ers, but I was so inclined to root for the Chiefs. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he has the temper of a toddler. He throws fits and he cries when he loses, but so.
Do you remember that it was announced like a day before the Super Bowl that Mahomes was injured?
Was he? I don't know.
I believe so. Someone on Instagram said that he had like an ACL or a leg injury, and I'm like, okay, that's unfortunate.
I think I remember that. But the injury that I think about in the Super Bowl, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched a little bit of it.
So the 49ers, while they were taking formation in between plays, Dre Greenlaw, number 57, they were all waiting on the sidelines, and then as they were running up, this man trips, rolls his ankle, and is out for the rest of the game.
Oh no, and that's so bad.
Everyone has seen the video. Literally, he doesn't even make any contact with anyone else. This man trips and falls all by himself, and he's like one of like the top linebackers of the 49ers.
And oh no,
he unfortunately had to make an early exit out of the most important game. Imagine making it to the Super Bowl, and like there's all this hype, and like this is a huge point in your career, and you go out like that.
That I would hate everything at this point.
Because, like, sure.
Like, I wouldn't want to talk to nobody.
If you go out after, like, an injury with, like, contact with another player, at least, like, that's honorable, and you, like, got hurt while doing the thing that you love, playing football. This man just tripped, like, as if he, like, slipped on a banana peel.
That's funny.
It's so bad.
But it's unfortunate, but that analogy was amazing. It was funny.
Yeah, so we go into this montage, Rigby finishes his eggs, as he does, and then we get this little shot of Rigby and Eileen doing a bunch of pull-ups, and they're actually, like, going at it, but then the camera pans back, and it looks like they're actually standing still, and they're lifting the pull-up bar with their hands, and the camera was kind of, like, moving up and down with them. And I actually made a Vine back in the day of me doing this exact same thing because of this episode.
Didn't you, like, upload all your Vines onto YouTube?
Yeah, when Vine got canceled, I wanted to archive my Vines somehow, so I just made a Vine compilation. You know what? Maybe I'll post that Vine onto our Twitter, because I made it because of this episode, so it'll be funny to see. But we continue with the montage. Eileen is showing Rigby how to do one of those like hand clencher things. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a high tension, like squeezy weight thing. And then Rigby tries to squeeze it, but then it slips and it hits him in the face. next we see Rigby at the top of the pull-up bar, and he still can't do it. He's kicking his feet, not doing a pull-up. We clock wipe over, and we're in a meat locker. Rigby is beating his meat paws, and there's a chef there who kind of, like, gives him, like, a big, like, frozen cow. And this is what I was referencing earlier, because I believe in Rocky, Sylvester Stallone kind of, like, tenderizes meat by punching it and stuff.
Stop, that's so bad.
Yeah. Next, we get a quote-unquote workout of Rigby taking a bunch, like, a tray of donuts off of the shelf and putting them higher. So the joke here is that, like, yeah, technically Rigby is working out, but he's doing it with donuts. So that's what's funny. Next,
he's helping Eileen out.
Yeah, true. Next, we see Rigby and Eileen playing Gym Time, the video game, and Eileen whoops Rigby's butt at it, because even when it comes to video games, he can't do, like, a proper pull-up. We cut back into real time. It's probably an hour later. Rigby still can't do the pull-up, and Rigby's and Eileen says, come on, we're almost out of time. You could do this. And she starts to chant, one pull up, one pull up. And Rigby is like, one pull up. But then he still can't do it after all that. He jumps down. He throws his hat on the ground. And he's like, this is hopeless. I'm never going to be able to do this. And then he runs out of the coffee shop going home. Eileen tries to chase him out, being like, Rigby, wait, I know you could do it. And we fizzle into the next scene.
We're in the next scene where Rigby is walking down the sidewalk in the city, kind of disappointed in himself and just saying, this is so lame. Lame government fitness test, lame arms. Why is it got to be so hard? And then out of nowhere, a nearby store with a TV playing a commercial with a buff Russian guy starts playing. The buff Russian guy says, feeling weak, looking pathetic. If you're watching television, you probably are. Luckily, this TV commercial can save you.
Hey, you gotta do the accent.
If
you're watching television, you probably are. Luckily, this TV commercial... I'm probably not even doing it right either.
Yeah, wait. I'll keep going. I'll see if I can... See if I can do it.
All right. You want muscle fast.
If you want muscle fast, but hate working out, then you need the Russian. Rigby agrees and nods his head like, yeah, I do. The commercial keeps going, and the Russian guy says, the Russian uses electrotherapy to shock your muscles into growing with no effort from you. Just switch it on, and you'll be stronger in no time. And we have this short, or this skinny dude with glasses putting... was it electrical wires or electrical sticky circles on his body? And we have a little cue card that says sometime later. And then the next scene, he's just all jacked and ripped. So clearly the advertisement is doing its job, saying that this thing is actually legit. There's another example with a guy putting in, was it a microwavable pizza or some type of microwavable food? The cue card says sometime later, and then he opens the door and he's all ripped. Next one is a guy walking into the bathroom, but he actually is not wearing the Russian sticky pads. We go to the next scene where we hear the toilet flushing and he walks out the bathroom all jacked. And I had like a little note.
Yeah.
Was this implying that he was just, like, beating his meat, and that's how he got jacked?
Well, I mean, or he was wearing the Russian on the toilet, which I don't know why he would be doing that either.
I mean, it's still not a good look either way.
But Rigby gets all hyped, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I need. And I gotta say, your Russian accent is pretty good.
Oh, thanks, man. I hang out with Rolf a lot.
Does he do that?
Sometimes.
Wait, do our intro in a Russian accent.
Hello, welcome to the Excellent Podcast. This is the show where we watch every single episode of regular show and give you a breakdown. I am your host, Josh, and with me as always...
I'm Ghost Jason.
Hello, comrade.
So, we clock wipe to the house. It's nighttime now. And Rigby, he got his hands on the Russian, so I guess he bought one in the store before he headed home. And you can actually see a hammer and sickle on the little packaging of the Russian. He opens it up and there's a board of like all these switches and dials. He reads the manual saying, do not operate the Russian for more than 10 minutes a day. He throws away the manual. He's like, oh, I want to get extra buff, so I'll leave it on for 11. He puts on the little like sticky pads on his arms and chest, and then he turns the dial to 11, and the Russian starts to like buzz on him, and then Rigby starts to hype himself up. He's like, those jerks better buy their tickets to the gun show tomorrow. And he says, here for the episode. He sits on the couch, turns on the TV, and just lets the Russian do its thing. He grabs some chips, and I just noticed right now there's like a little animation thing where while he's grabbing the chips at like around like 7:57, his arm extends way the hell off screen and grabs the chips. Just a little small detail. He keeps eating the chips, and he's like, thanks, the Russian, with the mouthful. He swallows it, or he doesn't even swallow. He falls asleep with the Russian still running, And so you could probably predict how this is going to go. So we clock wipe into the next day. They're all at the pull-up bar. Eileen is also there. And then we could see Muscle Man sitting there. And he has like a little fanny pack and hat, probably with all the money that people paid for. Benson checks his watch. He's like, where the heck is Rigby? We're almost out of time. And Pops is all like, oh, maybe the nerves got the better of him. Mordecai says, no, he'll be there. And Muscle Man says, he better, because I got a lot of people here who paid good money to watch him try. We zoom out, and there's like a whole crowd of people here to watch Rigby fail. And we could see like a small number of like those reused characters. One of the guys in there, it's the kid from High Score, the turd guy.
I do see that. Is that the same... No, the other kid was blonde, wasn't he?
Yeah, his friend that he seems to be there with isn't the same guy, like, his friend from that episode, but Turd Boy is definitely there. That's definitely him. But Muscle Man, he goes to the crowd, and he's like, let me remind you, there are no refunds in the event of a no-show. And everyone's all, like, mad at this. They're like, what? Eileen says, this is really weird. Rigby trained hard for this. He wouldn't just blow it off. I'll go check on him. So we clock wipe back to the house, and Rigby is, it seems like Rigby is still on the couch, so this is kind of weird, because apparently no other park member, like, walked past the living room, and when Mordecai was going to bed, he didn't think to himself, like, oh, hey, where's Rigby? Why isn't he in our room? But, all right. Eileen opens the door and says, Rigby, oh, there you are. You gotta... And she gasps, and then we see Rigby, we zoom out, and this dude is, like, he's more ripped than Skips. He's, like, the Incredible Hulk like, now.
He's two times Skips's, like, body mass.
Yeah, so here, you continue.
So they both gasp, and like what Jason says, the camera pans out, and we see Rigby jacked as jacked really big. He's really big. He looks at himself. He's like, it worked. Eileen questions him, saying, like, what did you do? Rigby explains to her that he used the Russian, and it totally got me ripped. This is awesome. And he does, and he says this while flexing his pecs. After Rigby is done checking himself out, he says, now to go bust out my pull-up. He tries to get up, but then he accidentally breaks the couch in half. He's very confused about this, so he tries to get up again by holding his hand on the table, but that also breaks and breaks the Russian machine as well, and he falls into the floor. Rigby comes to the conclusion that his muscles are too heavy and that he can't stand up. Then Eileen kind of sadly says, oh, Rigby, there's no shortcuts to physical fitness. Rigby is all now concerned and worried that he's gonna lose his job, and he starts trying to get up again but fails to do so again, and starts getting frustrated, starts smashing the couch even more, and he groans and just lays down because he feels like there is no hope for him to getting to that pull-up. Eileen walks over to Rigby and says, come on, you can still make it. As she tries to grab his hand to pull him over, Rigby tells her it's hopeless. Eileen, being very supportive, still tells him that there's still time and to do what she says. So the next thing she says is for him to close his eyes and picture that pull-up bar. We go into Rigby's head now, and we have fog clearing out, and we see that pull-up bar emerge from the fog. Rigby says, like, I see it. I see the pull-up bar. Eileen tells him to go and get it. So then we get out of Rigby's head, and this is where the regular show color changes. It's sort of like an orangey red.
Yeah, it's like
color.
It's like when everything goes south. This is the lighting we get. But yeah, obviously we see that Rigby can't even stand up. So how is he gonna walk over to the pull-up bar? Well, he's gonna crawl his way there. He kind of uses his arms because his legs are still short, but his arms are big, so he's kind of using his fists. He's like punching the ground and like using them to like move forward. He tries to grab the railing at the stairs, but he rips that down, and Eileen is cheering him on, being like, keep going, that's it. And then we cut back to the pull-up bar place, and Benson's all like, psh, he's late. And there's only a minute left for Rigby to do the pull-up. In the distance on the horizon, we see Rigby and Eileen coming up all fast. And then Benson's all like, oh, what is that? And then everyone's murmuring, and then Mordecai's like, oh, it's Rigby. And Rigby is like, they're trucking along. He's like, ah. And then because he's punching his way over here. Benson, when Rigby comes up to the pull-up bar, and Benson's like, quick, you've only got 30 seconds. And then Rigby, he tries to get up, but he has to rest for a second. The crowd is going wild at this. And then he kind of looks up at the bar with determination, and he kind of tries to pull himself up with the sidebar. But then when he finally almost gets to the top, the ground starts to break because Rigby is so heavy. And then the entire like pull-up equipment thing goes into the ground, and it makes it sink down, and it creates a huge hole. The pull-up bar is like kind of like almost halfway to the top of the hole, but then Rigby is all the way down at the bottom because he's that heavy. Eileen looks down in the hole, and she's like, Rigby, you have 15 seconds to get up here and do a pull-up. And then Rigby, he's like at least like 20 feet down, and Rigby's like, 15 seconds, what? And then so he kind of punches, he extends his arms out, and he punches the sides, and then he kind of puts it together. He's like, oh, I could just like kind of climb my way up by punching holes in the wall and like using him to kind of hoist himself up. He keeps doing that, and Rigby is like really getting strength here. He finally gets to the top. He grabs the pull-up bar, and he makes it. And Benson says, time! And he had 1 second left before he was going to lose his job. Benson, everyone is cheering. Benson says, you did it, Rigby. You could stay at the park. And then Rigby gets out of the hole, and he finally could relax. And then we clock wipe to the last scene.
In this last scene, we have Rigby on a stretcher near an ambulance. Mordecai is standing next to him with Fives. Eileen runs up to Rigby saying, Rigby, you were wonderful. Rigby thanks her and says, I couldn't have done it without you. I'd hug you, but I should probably wait till these muscles go away. I don't want to break your spine. Eileen doesn't say anything, but instead she takes off her glasses and says, I'll take my chances. She leans in, and Rigby hugs her, and we hear bone cracking, and we get a close-up of Eileen saying, totally worth it. We cut to black, thus ending the episode.
Wow, that's crazy. You know,
that hurt. That would hurt.
Yeah, because Rigby is so strong right now, the strongest that he'll ever be. So yeah, I guess that the Russian really did do something to his muscles. I mean,
I wish I had that.
Yeah, I mean, he did drink a bunch of raw eggs there, and eggs are a good source of protein. I know that a lot of like bodybuilders have eggs and stuff. But a good meal that you should have is chicken and rice, and you can make that at lunchtime.
Lunchtime. It's lunchtime.
I'm a little bit hungry.
Yeah, I literally just thought I'm going to get some like freaking Chick-fil-A or something right after we're done recording because I'm starving.
Ooh, quick thing about food. Have you tried the McDonald's what's it called?
Oh, Wick-Donald's?
Wick-Donald's sauce?
Yeah, so right now they're doing a campaign. So I don't watch anime. You do, right?
Yeah, from time to time, yeah. But more so than others.
So I guess in the anime universe, their version of McDonald's is Wick-Donald's, where the M is a W instead.
Okay.
So yeah, they're running a little campaign where all of like their McDonald's bags are like all anime-ified, and they have this really good sauce. Hold on, I have some with me right now. Wait.
I honestly did DoorDash, and I ordered two of those sauces just so I can use one and then save the other one. Oh god, I want to know your take on it.
So yeah, I have the sauce with me right now. It's really good. I believe it is a savory spicy chili sauce.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it's definitely worth a try. I liked it.
It is pretty good. I got a little taste of, I guess, ginger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can see how you would say it's like a sweet chili.
Yeah, it's good. So I think it's not like my favorite limited edition sauce that they've released before, but it's still really good.
It is. It's delicious. I would have it like every now and then.
But like we do for every single lunchtime, to the fan wikis. So we have some trivia for this episode. Pop culture references. We actually were able to mention all of these already. But when Rigby is failing to pull himself up, Muscle Man imitates the losing horns from the game show The Price is Right. And then, of course, the training montage with Eileen heavily references the Rocky movie series. It features the same exercises. The track is inspired by Gonna Fly Now. And again, Rigby is sporting the same exact costume as Stallone. Goofs. The ground starts cracking when Rigby climbs up the pull-up bar, but in the next scene, the cracks are gone. And in Excellent, we mentioned that Rigby is revealed to be allergic to eggs. However, in this episode, he drinks a bunch of them, so that's not correct. And then the last goof is in the scene where Rigby is getting up from the couch and he breaks it because he's too heavy. Rigby also breaks the Russian, and it's broken in half. But in the future episode Wall Buddy, the Russian is seen intact.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right, take us through lunchtime.
So, in the season 4, episode 8, One Pull-Up, who was the protagonist of this episode?
I would say it's Rigby.
I would also agree with you, it is Rigby. So then, who would you say the antagonist of the episode was?
So the antagonist wasn't a person. I wrote that it was the pull-up.
I also wrote down it was like the pull-up and then kind of thinking about the Russian.
Yeah, true.
A little bit. So were there any O's or hmms did you count in this episode?
So there were zero O's, but there was one hmm from Rigby.
Now, how many adult jokes did you count in this episode?
So, funny story, there are no adult jokes in the actual episode, but there's an adult joke that I kind of had. So there was a scene where Eileen tells Rigby that he needs more pep. And Rigby says, oh, I'm going to need more than pep to do a pull-up. And so the reason that's an adult joke is when I was little, so you know the Tagalog word for the female genital?
Yes.
So the Tagalog word for vagina is pekpek. It's P, that's spelled P-E-K, P-E-K. And when I was little, we said peck peck, but then we also said pep, like P-E-P, because mm-hmm. It sounded like peck peck. And it's common for parents to sort of like substitute private part words with words that are like more appropriate, you know? Mm-hmm. So we used pep in the house when we were little. And every single time I hear the word pep, I think back to about how that used to be the definition of vagina for me when I was little. Every single time someone says put some pep in your step, that makes me laugh, and it's so dumb. But so yeah, no adult jokes, but I just wanted to share that.
I would have said was it the guy going to the bathroom and coming out swole?
Yeah.
Were there any iconic regular show moments that you saw?
You know, nothing that I would really deem iconic.
Yeah. Were there any licensed music used?
So, no real songs, but again, the track at the training montage is inspired by Gonna Fly Now, and that's written by Bill Conti.
Mm-hmm. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, how memorable is this episode?
So, I was very specific with a 2.9 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, I feel like this episode isn't as memorable to earn a 3, so I give it a 2.9.
I give it a 2.5.
Okay, so we're kind of on the same boat here.
Yeah, so then would you say this is a skip or a must watch?
I wrote that this was a skip.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree with you. You can definitely skip this episode. It doesn't really do much for story.
It doesn't do much. I guess it kind of moves along the whole Rigby and Eileen story arc.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very minimal. This was all about Rigby. And the reason I also say it was a skip because Mordecai actually had he did nothing to the plot in this episode.
Yeah, he was just there.
And it is
just like everybody else in the cast.
It is very rare for Mordecai to not make like any sort of impact in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, this episode didn't really have much to it.
So, with that being said, did you think this is a good or a bad episode?
So, it doesn't really meet the mark if we're thinking, like, season four. I don't know, like... Well, I still said that it was good because it had, like, a good, like, story. Like, it had, like, a good arc. It, like, Rigby achieved his goal. So, it wasn't terrible. Yeah. But, I don't know, it's kind of, like, low on the tier list for me. But, yeah, I'll still give it a good.
Whoa!
I also gave it a good.
Okay.
Whoa!
It's not the best, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Because some episodes are good, but not, like, good in the leaderboard. But some episodes are just bad and also at the bottom of the list, you know?
Yep.
So, cool. So, in the end, for the entire series of Regular Show, we have 113 O's and 76 hmms in total. And now that we've broken down the show, Josh, would you say that ChatGPT gave an accurate or inaccurate description of the episode? Did Rigby try to impress Margaret, who was totally in this episode?
No, I was... When you were saying all that, it does give like a half-accurate explanation or breakdown of the episode, but not really accurate at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did guess right that it was Rigby that wanted to do the pull-up. But no, Margaret isn't even in this episode. Rigby doesn't even like Margaret, so that's the wrong girl.
And why would Mordecai even help him achieve that goal?
Yeah, Mordecai wasn't the one who trained him. It was Eileen.
It was Eileen.
But yeah, so that's probably inaccurate for ChatGPT. But yep, that's our show. Thank you guys for listening to our breakdown of season 4, episode 8, One Pull Up. Again, if you want to see the very hilarious Vine that I made after this episode, that will be posted on our Twitter, which is @ExcellentPod, and you could also check out the FeedSpot leaderboard list and see us at the number one spot, which is very cool. Again, thank you guys for getting us to that position. We do the show not only because we love Regular Show, but we love you guys too. You got anything else, Josh?
I do love our audience. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very fun. All right, so... Get back to work or you are fired. But we're not going to get back to work. We're going to eat because we're starving.